Hello there. My name is Christian and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, television, or the internet?
No.
No? Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you for answering. We really appreciate your participation. Next question here. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yeah.
Thank you. What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or will
100%.
You not vote?
You're the best,
thank you, sir.
I'm voting every election.
And may we ask what is your age?
41.
Did you say 41?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
Say that again?
What racial or ethnic group best describes you?
Caucasian.
Okay, thank you, sir. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 is means you're extremely motivated, to a 0, where you're not motivated at all.
10.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job, okay? First would be Donald Trump as former president. Do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Would that be a somewhat disapprove or a strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. What about Marcy Kamser as congresswoman?
Did you say Marcy Kamser?
Yes.
Yeah, strongly approve.
Thank you. What about Joe Biden as president?
Strongly approve.
And what about Sherrod Brown as senator?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution, just tell me that, okay? First, Joe Biden. And you say you're very favorable, right?
Favorable, yeah.
Okay, what about First Energy?
First Energy, am I favorable or unfavorable for First Energy? What'd you say? I'd say favorable.
And would that be a somewhat or a very?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What about Marcy Kamser?
Yeah, very favorable.
Thank you. What about Democrats in Congress?
Favorable.
Somewhat?
I'd be more very than somewhat.
Okay. What about Donald Trump?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very, very unfavorable.
Okay. Okay, what about Derek Merritt?
I know that name. Is he a senator or a house member?
I think he is going for congressman. If you haven't heard of that person,
I'd say disapprove.
Okay, if you haven't heard of that person, that's fine. You can just tell me that, and that's another option.
I'm just looking him up now.
Okay, all right. And the last one would be Republicans in Congress.
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly, okay. Thank you. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for a Republican or a Democrat?
A Democrat.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you, sir. And if the elections for Senate were held today, and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Marcy Kaptur.
Okay. Is there a chance you might consider voting for a Republican Derek Marin, or would you say there's no chance?
No. I mean, I am more of a centrist, honestly, but the Republicans are just blocking everything, and I just totally disapprove of the Republican Party at this point.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Now I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or
no,
it does not make
a difference? No, that statement's not completely true.
Okay, that's another option. Not true. Okay.
I have to make an order. Hold on one second.
Sure.
I'm going to get two pizzas, personal, one with mushroom and artichoke hearts, and the other one with pepperoni, tomato, and pineapple. Okay, continue, sir.
Thank you, sir. Now, I'm going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marin. After each statement, please indicate if he makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely to vote for him, or it makes no difference. Okay? So the first statement says, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption. Does that make you vote for him much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, and more
less
likely,
less,
or
less,
not true? Much less likely. Okay, this is the second statement. Derek Marin wrote a bill that would define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Marin's bill would prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to a prison or could even find them punishable by death. Marin's bill would also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. What about that one? Much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, not true. What was that, sir? Okay. Okay, this is the other statement. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs and accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Marin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marin even voted no on that. Hello? Hello?
Oh.
Are you still there, sir?
Yeah, I'm still here. Sorry, much less likely.
Okay, thank you. This is the next statement. As a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Merrin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead piping testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable and to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas.
Much less likely.
Okay, thank you, sir. Moving on, based on what you just heard, in your own words, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Merrin? Or would you still vote for Merrin?
No, I would not. I mean, those are all things that I feel the opposite about, pretty much.
What's the main one that bothers you the most? I mean, the abortion,
I'd say. The military family unemployment thing, not as much, but I still support that. But, I mean, definitely, you know, making women criminalized for having an abortion is absurd.
Okay, thank you, sir.
That's probably the main reason.
Okay, thank you, sir. Next. And what would you say is the primary reason? Hold on. That's the same reason. I have to write that answer again, okay? Give me 1 second here.
How much longer is this?
About two minutes. About 2 minutes. That's
okay.
It. Okay, so next, actually it's less than that. So these are just statistical questions, okay? What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Like 3 years of college.
Okay, thank you.
I never graduated, but I did about 3 years.
Okay, thank you, sir. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent?
Independent.
Thank you. And how important is politics to your personal identity? Is it very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Thank you. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. So this has concluded our survey, sir. Thank you so much for your participation. Take care, okay? Enjoy your dinner.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.